This is another episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC, celebrating 40 plus years on the fringe of show business. Stories, interviews, and comedy sets from the famous and not so famous. Here's your host and MC, Scott Edwards.
Hi, and welcome to another bonus show of my podcast. This is normally an audience of one where a comic will share some jokes or something, but something a little different for you this week. We have a recording from 1983 where a local TV magazine show, in fact, it was called PM Magazine, came to the club, recorded a lot of comedy, so you're going to hear a lot of stand-up, but also interviewed three comics. Mike Farrell, Mick Leszczynski, and one of our favorites, road professional John Fox. So I know you really enjoy this. So what I'm going to do is go right into the interview. It only lasts about 8 or 9 minutes. I think it's entertaining with some great comedy, some great information. And as I said, by talking to Mick Leszczynski, Mike Farrell, and John Fox, you'll learn something about comedy back in the early 80s. Now, I do want to preface this by saying John Fox was a notorious road comic. He played all over the country, was so funny, a little risque, but always one of our club favorites. He did pass away a few years ago, but his comedy continues to live on, and I think you'll see why when you hear this interview. So here we go, an interview with John Fox, Mike Farrell, and Mick Leszczynski for TV show PM Magazine.
Sacramento's premier comedy club, where you'll meet some of the funniest men in America. Means of a nightclub where all the entertainment is hilarious. Well, to tell you the truth, I am not a runner. I'm a tennis player. But then again, those that have seen me play say that that may be the ultimate joke, when in fact the ultimate joke is right here in Sacramento. There are comedy shops opening up all over America. In the River City, it's called Laughs Unlimited. So buckle your chuckle belts and get ready to see some of the funniest nightclub entertainment in the world.
You ever eat at Sambo's? No matter what you order at Sambo's, you're going to get pancakes. Can I have a salad with $1,000 dressing? Do you want pancakes with that?
Welcome to Laughs Unlimited, Sacramento's premier comedy club. Tonight I want you to meet three of the funniest men in America, John Fox, Mike Farrell, and Mick Leszczynski. All three are top-notch comedians. John Fox was the runner-up last year in the Los Angeles Laugh-Off Contest. Now, most of us can be pretty funny at one time or another, but why would somebody want to do this for a living?
I think a lot of it has to do with ego, really. It's a real powerful feeling to stand in front of 500 people and to be in charge of them and have the power over them with just words. And to look out there in an audience and see a guy sitting in a chair and say, I can make this guy fall out of his chair with four words. You know, it's a real powerful feeling. Stand-up is a real science anyway. A lot of people don't realize that. A lot of people go to a bar, a family reunion, or a party, and they'll be like one person making everybody laugh. You know, but you put that same person up in front of 600 people that have just paid $5 a head to get in and are drinking drinks in the security of the darkness with their friends. It doesn't take long for one of them to say, hey, Buster, tell a joke.
Blind dates are scary, let's face it. I'm afraid of blind dates. I'm afraid you might open a door on a blind date and there might be somebody back there that resembles Gloria Vanderbilt. She's a real schnauzer, isn't she? Hey, Gloria, put on a helmet, would you? Cut it out.
Each of the comedians performing tonight have their own special brand of humor. Mick Leszczynski is an excellent impersonator. As a matter of fact, we asked Mick to show us his Jack Nicholson.
I met Jack Nicholson at a tennis tournament in Las Vegas, and he told me this joke. He said, okay, there was this lady, and she went into a deli. Now, it could have been a nurse, could have been Nurse Ratchet, but it just happened to be any ordinary lady. And she went up to the man and she said, I'd like a tongue sandwich to go. And he said, well, how would you like it to go? And she said, da-da-da.
Mick also does a great John Travolta.
I had a stupid teacher named Mr. Carter, and he used to play this really dumb game. Like, he'd hold up this picture of an animal, and we'd have to guess what it was. And he held up this picture of a deer. And he says to me, "Hey, Vinny, what is it?" And I give him the same answer I always give him whenever he asks me a question. What?
Laughs Unlimited began 2.5 years ago as the dream of Scott Edwards and his wife, Patty. Together with their partners, they have made the club a true success.
We're ecstatic at the success that we've had, and it's really neat, and this is something that's more personal, but I'll sit in the back of the room and watch the number of people laughing, and it's a real emotional feeling. You just can't believe that you've turned these people that were having, as she said, rotten days and stuff. Mm-hmm. And for the time they're here, they don't think of anything but having a good time.
When you come to Laughs Unlimited, expect a line. And please call beforehand to make reservations, at least a week ahead if you want to see a weekend show. Each show begins with a delightful performance by the Club Clown. The owner and MC, Scott, will warn and encourage you to eat the food. And at the club, you can see top comedians from all over the country, like Mike Farrell from the Midwest. Tonight, you will see Mike transform into Tommy Sledge, a no-luck, two-bit detective in search of a dame.
She was gorgeous. Said, "Baby, my name's Tommy. What's yours?" Miss Ha-ha-ha-ha. Possibly a Hawaiian name. She was gorgeous. So, Miss Ha-ha, could you go for a mug like me? She was laughing at me. Don't really bother me. It usually comes later.
Mike explains how he created this character, Tommy Sledge.
Well, it's essentially just taking metaphors and coming up with your own metaphors. A city. It lay out there sweltering and steaming like some gigantic, forgotten, half-cooked enchilada. People like so many listless green flies buzzing over a side order of stale, refried, broken dreams. The big town, the Big Apple, my beat. The name, Tommy Sledge, P.I.
She was gorgeous, but she played with green balloons.
Like most comedians, these comics write their own material. But where do the ideas come from?
I have trouble writing. I seem to write better like 3 o'clock in the morning. I'll get an idea and get up and write. Or I'll be driving in a car and get an idea and write. I cannot just sit down at a typewriter and say, okay, I'm going to write some jokes today. I can't do it. I got to have an idea to go.
Well, you're driving down the road, for instance, and you see a sign that says, dip. You know, you start looking for a guy going, you don't see him, you think, hey, you know, it's just that simple.
Laughs Unlimited is definitely an adult club, and some things the comedians will say just can't be put on TV.
I can't understand what a guy I'm happy with a I'll tell you that. Ain't gonna put that on PM Magazine.
Everyone at Laughs Unlimited have given us perhaps the greatest gift in this complicated and often stressful world. They have given us the gift of laughing at ourselves.
I live in Los Angeles now, and L.A.'s a lot different than it is in the Midwest. For instance, you turn on the radio in Chicago, you get like news, weather, and sports, because that's all you need. Turn on the radio in Los Angeles, you get news, weather, sports, and an extra bonus called the Surf Report. These surfer kids come out, it's like, oh, wow, this is Scott in Santa Monica. Where the waves are like 3 to 4 feet and they're really radical. It's like, why don't you come on down and catch some rays? I heard things in San Francisco.
This is Charles from San Francisco.
Are so gnarly.
There's a guy that appears at Laughs Unlimited from time to time, and his name is Jeff Altman, and I got to know Jeff rather well. We play a lot of tennis when he comes to Sacramento. We went out to lunch one time after playing tennis. He does impersonations, and he would call the waitress over as a different person all the time. The first time as Richard Nixon, and he'd call the next one over as John Wayne. Funny fellow, Jeff Altman. Keep your eye out for him at Laughs Unlimited.
I think you could see why John Fox was such a popular act at Laughs Unlimited. He was always entertaining, high energy, and really fun with the audience, and a great road comic. Also, you heard some impressions by Mick Leszczynski, and Mike Farrell gets into character to do some of his comedy. So a real mix of information and entertainment on this old 1983 PM Magazine show. I sure hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as I enjoyed bringing it to you. Thanks for continuing to listen to the podcast. Don't forget this Sunday, another great new episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC. Thanks for listening. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC. For information on the show, merchandise, and our sponsors, or to send comments to Scott, visit our website at www.standupyourhostandmc.com. Look for more episodes soon and enjoy the world of stand-up comedy. Visit a comedy showroom near you.